The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My guest, Attorney Adam Lowy, was just asking me, do you have Secret Service come here? And they've been here, I think, at least once, maybe twice. Texas Rangers have been here, FBI, usually because of some, you know, jerk puts a weird comment about killing police on our message board, and, you know, they want the information on it. A couple times they've come here, I think it was the Texas Rangers, and David Knight takes on his camera. And he starts filming the guys, and he goes, "Please don't film me, sir." And David goes, "I hear you." He just kept filming him. You know, that's the one thing I think if you can give any advice to me, it's have a camera ready at all times, and anytime you deal with authorities, film it.
Well, I think that the filming of police officers is a game changer. Mm-hmm. I think that I've seen this in 10 years of doing this kind of law, is that 10 years ago there never was going to be a film, and now there is. And so I think that at the end of the day, it's healthy for the democracy, for transparency. The chief in Austin, Texas, always talks about that it's healthy for transparency.
Yeah.
Whether he believes it or not is up for debate. But I think that the cameras are a very big issue, and I think that it is, in the long term, a good thing that more of these things are being filmed.
Perfect. Hey, John, Mike, and Sherry, you guys are each going to have one quick question. John, I'm going to you first. What's your question?
Well, actually, I have a statement and a brief account because I've had several bad incidents right there in Texas with DPS. Hitchhiking to spend spring break with a girl I met at college. Right there in Austin, I was coming to Austin from the University of Alabama. A DPS officer picks me up on the interstate, and it had been a cold, windy day, or cool, windy day, but very sunny. I was wind beat, tired. I asked him if he minded if I went to sleep for a few minutes or took a nap. He said, "Just fine." I wake up, the car is bolting around. I look around, we're in the desert. I look over at him and ask him, where are we? And he's got a gun pointed at me. He gets me out of the car, out in the desert. I don't know where I am, and pistol whipped me and left me in the desert with two concussions. And it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon when I finally came to and woke up. He's gone. And I had to end up spending my spring break in the hospital in Austin with two concussions. I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for these police. They randomly pick us out, brutalize us for no apparent reason, and then when somebody does the same thing to you, to them, it's all of a sudden a national problem and a national issue. Quite frankly, they're reaping the whirlwind. They're reaping the seeds that they sowed. I don't buy this at all, and if there were good cops, they would rein in the bad cops and refuse to work with them, and I'm sorry, but that's my position. I don't have any sympathy for them.
All right, John, you kind of echoed the sentiments of Samuel earlier, and, you know, I think there is a little bit of the chickens coming home to roost. The cops have been able to hide behind the blue line for so long, the bad ones, and it's finally coming out. Mike, are we going to Mike? Sherry. Sherry, go ahead. What is your question?
What I'm curious about is he could speak to the difference between an attorney and a lawyer, because when you look up a lawyer in the phone book, it says the attorney. So there must be a difference between the two. And what is their allegiance? Is it to the court or to their client?
Let them answer those two first. Go with those. What's the difference between an attorney and a lawyer?
That's a century-old riddle that is very difficult to answer. I don't know the answer to that question. I think that it's semantics. I think it's the same thing. So I'm not really quite sure how to answer that.
Where does your allegiance lie, lawyer?
So that also is a very interesting question. Uh-huh. Ethically, my allegiance lies to my client.
Right.
My duty is to my client, but I'm also an officer of the court, so you have to respect the laws, respect the court. There has been millions of pages written about various examples and hypotheticals in which there's contradictory allegiances, and that's why we have that hundreds of law school professors that debate that all day.
All right, Mike and Sherry, I'm sorry, I'm going to jump. Mike, go ahead real quickly. What's your question?
Hey, MikeParsons.org is the website, so you can read the narrative because we can't cover it now. But basically, just average Joe got fed up with the corruption, ran for office. One, they flipped the vote, stole the election, so I sued. Then I'm railroaded into jail when a man that partners with the guy I was suing attacked me and shot at us and killed our dog right in front of us. And
Mike, send me an email on that. It sounds interesting. We'll be back with Overdrive. RobDewInfoWars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistles, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is going to be the next big question for all these presidential candidates, how they feel about mandatory vaccines.
It's time to get back in their face. They're trying to bully us into medical tyranny.
I wanted to take issue with you anti-vaxxers, right-wingers, rednecks.
It's about Big Brother, but on the other hand, some things do require some involvement of Big Brother.
What gives you the right to tell me that I should get a shot, that my children should be shot?
I don't think there's anything extraordinary about resorting to freedom.
Hillary Clinton took to Twitter to voice her support for vaccinations. The science is clear. The earth is round, the sky is blue, and vaccines work. Let's protect all our kids.
I can't swallow, and I spots on my tongue, and I just want to tell anybody out there, if you get a shot, you're a fool.
Meanwhile, the insert says it can make you get measles. Understand that?
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
But I think the parents should have some input. The state doesn't own your children. Parents own the children, and it is an issue of freedom.
But the 10% can't go to school unless they get vaccinated.
The science of vaccines, which work effectively 100% of the time, and the white race...
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, you haven't read the CDC memo, have you? It was 99% last week. Now they're telling people is 97%. So it's not 100% even by their own statistics.
Meanwhile, the outbreak was caused by vaccinated people!
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
right, and we are now in overdrive. This is Rob Dew hosting the Alex Jones Show, the Overdrive Hour. Riding shotgun, got Liam McAdoo, Jakari Jackson. Want to thank our guest, Adam Lowy. You can check him out at lowyfirm.com, LOEWYFIRM.com. And appreciate all the callers calling in with their questions. Now, since we just had the vaccine intro, and I do a lot of vaccine research, I don't know if you can call me a doctor, but I do a lot of vaccine research. And yesterday, I was floored by this video that was sent to me. It was a link to a Facebook page. It was sent to me via Twitter. And it was, I quickly shot a version of it because I couldn't figure out how to get the video off Facebook. So I just shot it with my camera on my phone, talked about it, immediately put it up. I don't know how many hits it has now. It had 26,000 this morning, which is 26,000 more people that are awake to the fact that these vaccines cause damage. And these are young girls. Go ahead and roll that video. The young girls convulsing on the floor after HPV shot. And I'm going to read to you guys the translation. There's a Facebook post. You can see the you guys are actually playing my – I actually put actual video from the Facebook page. I actually screenshotted that. So that's what I want y'all to bring up. And not the special report, because it's actually clearer. It's the actual video. So see if y'all.
And as we talk about these vaccines, too, I know we've seen the stuff down in Mexico, also places like Syria. Mm-hmm. And people say, well, if it's that serious, if it could potentially harm you, why don't you hear about it on the news? Because they don't want you to hear about it on the news. They don't want you to know about the World Health Organization going and giving these vaccinations to the Syrian kids. And then they die. And then you have the situations in Mexico and other places. And then why isn't it on TV when they put the young lady on Katie Kirk's show? Mm-hmm. And she's saying, hey, I took the vaccine. I was sick for a year. And then they have the lady sitting next to me. Like, well, these side effects are very mild and they don't happen to most people. Meanwhile, the girls, spent thousands of dollars at the doctor and has all these health defects from the vaccines, but they don't ever want to talk about that.
And this right. Gardasil shot is what's bad. That's actually, there should be two videos that look like that. I want the one with all the kids on the floor. There you go, guys. Play that one. That's the one that is really shocking. There's and turn the audio down because this guy talks really loud. But you could just see, and people were telling me that this was fake because some of these, it looks like they recruited young boys here to help hold the girls down while they're convulsing because you could really hurt yourself. You could break your neck pushing yourself back into a wall or something. It's not, a couple of these kids smile, but this is because this is not something they see all the time. If this is something they saw all the time, they would probably be, a little more freaked out. But this looks like an occurrence. These kids at least haven't seen this. There's a doctor in there. There's several adults in there. There's no way this is fake, first of all. I mean, these poor girls have all been given the Gardasil shot. And now, either that or it was either the Gardasil or the Cervarix is what they call it, is the other HPV vaccine. But you can really, this is the damage that is going on in their brains right now. This is their body reacting to their brains being damaged.
And
that's what you're saying.
You'll hear people say, oh, well, this reaction, it subsides after a little bit. They just convulse
you're
going to
be fine.
Bit.
Don't worry.
Hopefully they'll be fine.
And then just the dovetail on what Leanne said, they said, well, this type of reaction is normal. It may be normal, but is that healthy?
Yeah.
What is normal
about
that?
That's not normal. Well, first of all, that's not normal. Watch this girl. She's going to slam her head back here in a second. The girl that's sitting up, she's going to go through another round of seizures. And these are febrile seizures. And this is a documented side effect of this vaccine.
Right.
So she's recovering right now. Bam, slams her head back. That is not acting. That is, it sickens me that this is that this type of video is out here, and this is what our government is trying to mandate that people take.
Mandate.
They're trying to mandate HPV vaccines. Governor Perry tried to make all girls get it, and there was a huge outcry. He tried to say it was a law, and he lied.
And you have some women here are suing the makers now because they had their premenopausal,
already,
18 years old. Mm-hmm. They can never have kids, and
that's what these are designed to do. This is designed to be population control. These girls are at Carmen de Bolivar district. That's what I did a translation of what it says. And this guy's saying the population is completely neglected by the health system. There's anguish that exists in the population. How can this keep happening? Do you not understand how the interest is clearly not the protection of underage girls? It's violating the right of healthy. Where is the international human rights, UNICEF? because all these people are in on it. That's why you right. don't see that. And then at the end, no more Russian roulette. These images are real and speak for themselves. No human papillomavirus. So no shots. He has a little a little icon emoji of a shot. No shots for the human papillomavirus.
Right.
Now, this other video, it was right underneath it on the Facebook post. And I put a link to the Facebook post there. You can go check it out yourself. I mean, I put the links right there. It's all sourced. If you scroll down a little bit more, go to that other video. And this is a girl in a hospital bed who's having a seizure. So her parents were obviously so concerned they brought her to the hospital at some point. And you guys actually have that video. Y'all had it up right before that. It's the girl in the hospital bed. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. She's doing the same thing. And then she's going to stop. And her body is in recovery. This is like if you've ever seen someone give birth, they're going through contractions. The body's going up and down, and then it goes up and has the seizures again, then comes back down to a little bit of rest. But I mean, this is what these drugs are, these vaccines are doing to people, and it's disgusting.
It's not a necessary vaccine. I mean, yes, I know obviously you want to protect young girls from potentially getting cervical cancer, but just like we've seen a rise in breast cancer after so many women are on birth control, it has the adverse effect. And most people, HPV clears itself from the system after about 2 years. As long as you have a healthy immune system, it's one of the most common STDs that's out there. And it's not necessarily sexually transmitted. You can get it from sitting on a bench at the gym and someone has sweat on the bench at the gym. So that's why it's so common. It's so prevalent. And a lot of people don't even know they have it.
But they put out the myth that everybody's giving it to everybody and it causes cancer and we could help eliminate right. cancer. And it's just a big BS story
yeah.
to get more people to get injected with vaccines so they can make more money. And now they're creating patients right there.
Right.
Look at all the patients they're going to have.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, well, no. Now you have narcolepsy. You got something to treat you for that.
It actually makes you more susceptible to other strains of HPV. If you go and get this Gardasil, yeah, it might protect you from this one strain, but there's like 17 different strains of HPV. So and you're actually more likely to catch one of those other strains because your body, the defenses, you know, just like it is when you get a vaccine from, you know, chickenpox or
yeah, just like if you,
polio.
You can go to Walgreens, CVS and get an insert. We have several in the back right now. We can get the flu vaccine insert, and it says on the insert that this can potentially give you nausea, headache, diarrhea. But that sounds just as bad, if not worse, than the flu that you would have got anyway.
Exactly.
You know, and people,
the
flu is like this,
the flu.
It's like this disparity. People can't understand that, like, yeah, you can get it from the shot, but I have to go get it. And what's wrong with you? I want my herd immunity. I'm like, bro, you can get the flu from that shot you're taking right now.
Right.
Herd immunity is a myth, and people should. There's plenty of videos out there of people who used to work for these drug companies who've come out and said, look, I even did my own research because when I had kids, I wanted to make sure. There's one guy who did it in the 90s before the internet was around, and he was looking at stories. The stuff he found that vaccines were damaging was about this tall, the stack, and he said the stuff that said they were fine was about this tall. And that was in the 90s when people really weren't able to get this information out as widespread as we can now. And that's what's the great thing. Like, you know, I saw this on Twitter late last night. I was about to leave. It was like 7:15. I said, you know what? I got to shoot a video on this. This is so disturbing. It makes me angry that this is going on in our world and it's being done by people who claim that they have your best interest in heart. And they don't.
Right.
They do not have your best interest in heart. Their interests lie elsewhere and in other realms.
In their pockets.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's definitely not on Earth. So, you know, now we've gone through that. We're actually going to cover that again tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm going to come in with Darren, and I'm going to look up some more stuff. I want to see about what is causing these febrile seizures, like what is actually going on in the brain and why that happens, because that is where the damage is being done. It's being done in the brain, and that,
right.
your body's just reacting to it. Right.
right
there.
You're damaging, obviously you're doing nerve damage
right.
when you're having seizures like that.
And later, at the second half of the hour, I'm going to take some calls at the bottom of the hour. So I guess we can go ahead and start loading up the phone lines again, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. On any topic you want to bring up, unless you guys have anything specific you want to...
Oh, no, just whatever they got.
All right. And what do you want to talk about next in our next segment?
Well, I saw something on the top of Drudge. This may not be a whole segment, but I saw the headline for the Kentucky clerk that was jailed for refusing the gay marriage licenses. And I thought that was kind of interesting that they would jail her instead of firing her. You know, if it came down to it, if it was, you know, that big of a deal, you know, why would they fire her instead of putting her in jail? But It's very odd, in my opinion.
Well, she's the government employee.
So. She might even get fired, and that's in Kentucky?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, forcing people to do things they don't want to do, that's what, you know, that's what you're going to get when you try to force people to do something they don't want to do, and it's going to end up worse as this PC culture ramps up, and we're living in the midst of it right now, and you can see it on Twitter, you can see it on Facebook. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Riding Shotgun, Leanne McAdoo, and Jakari Jackson. There's still more show. It's Overdrive, so stay tuned.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
So I found out the other day that at GunsAV.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours, don't be afraid, it's easy. GunsAV.com, go to GunsAV.com now.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well,
but you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tone to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Why the union's a big businessman, and it's going down in black dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to put on the moon and eat it raw.
All right, we are in the midst of the overdrive hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Zhu. Riding Shotgun, Liam McAdoo, Jakari Jackson. You can watch this live at Infowars.com/show. I think that's amazing that we have the technology to just shoot it out over the internet. Middle of the month, though, we're going to be launching into space, right? We got the Money Bomb September 16th and 17th. We're going to start at 11 a.m. on the September 16th, go overnight, and then finish up at the end of the show, which will now be not 2 p.m. like we normally do. It'll be 3 p.m. on the 17th, so 28 hours
of live
power-packed radio. This will, I forget how many money bombs this will be for me, but we haven't done one in a couple years, so I'm really excited to get on the air and just, especially in those later hours, it's commercial-free. So we're just going to go. There's not going to be any stoppage of breaks. The only time we're going to get a stop is when we play a video report or something. So join us September 16th and 17th. Go to Infowars.com/moneybomb to learn all the information about what we're doing, why we're having a money bomb, because we haven't had one in a couple years. And we're doing this to get Infowars on satellites to shoot it over to networks all over North America. And if you look at the distribution of channels, there's about 2,500 independent stations in the United States. You've got about 1,700 in Mexico, a few hundred up in Canada. All of those can potentially be reached with the satellite stream that we're going to be sending out. Right now, we're going to start at 5 hours a day, 4 hours for the Alex Jones Show, and then 1 hour of the nightly news. And we're going to we're putting it out. It's called Free to Air. We're just going to put it out there and let people grab it and put their commercials in at the designated spots. And so it's a great way to spread the message, to wake people up, and to get rid of this left-right paradigm mentality that people have been, you know, spellbound under for so long. So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. And I think, Jakari, you're going to be coming during the nightly news. Yeah. You're hosting the news. But what's interesting is that night is the debate. So we're going to do that Mystery Science Theater 3000 basically talk over the goons while they're trying to tell us why we need to elect one of them to the highest office in the land. Getting back to that, finishing up on the vaccines, here's a story. China fines GlaxoSmithKline nearly $500 million for bribery. And if you read, the UK company is found guilty of offering bribes to boost its business, then we'll have to pay the fine to the Chinese government of 3 billion yuan, which is $489 million. So, but what do they make per year? Don't we have that link up as well? How many billions do they make per year?
It's like 3 point something.
Yeah. So this
$4 billion.
This is a drop in the bucket for these guys. This is right. Probably, 3.4 billion. Jeez. Yeah. That's not going to hurt them too much at all. And they were just raising prices on people.
No,
this
I
is what this
that,
is all about.
I think that billion was just in the fourth quarter. Right?
Oh, yeah, there it is.
It went up.
In the fourth quarter million. From a year earlier.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wowzer.
And that looks like pounds, too. Find out their revenue for the year 2014.
I didn't think
it's probably in the realm of $12 billion a
year. Yeah, I didn't think $3.4 billion.
Worldwide. And, you know, that's what they want to do. That's their end goal, is to make more money. So that's why they go out and fund politician campaigns. They fund ads. Mm-hmm. They fund studies that aren't true, to prove that vaccines are safe and effective. Right. Then they try to force them down everybody's throat. And then they run this PSYOP campaign of making people who don't want to vaccinate their kids seem like they're crazy because they actually read the insert.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they don't want to teach you about proper nutrition and proper pH balance. What was that?
23.1 billion. Yeah, there you go. I was wrong. I said $12 billion.
Yeah.
23.1.
That.
Pretty big.
That's a drop in the bucket.
It's
okay?
Always going to be more than you can even
That's see. The cost of doing business for GSK. And they're like, you know what? We get caught and we'll pay them off. That's what the banks do when they get caught laundering drug money. You know, they launder billions. They pay several hundred million.
Yeah, it's as if they got a slap on the wrist for 2 days worth
exactly.
of business.
Hey, you robbed that bank for $50,000. You're going to have to pay a fine of $3,000.
It sounds worth it to me.
Yeah. So, hey, next segment, we're going to be taking your phone calls, 800-259-9231. We have CJ in Michigan, Denise, Dion, Gerald, Patricia. We will be going to all your calls. Looks like some people want to talk about vaccinations, which is good. We got a CPS call in there. Gerald also has something about lawyer versus attorney. Maybe he found out what the difference is between a lawyer and an attorney is. They both suck blood.
Yeah. Yes, they feed.
But Adam was one of the good guys, so it was great to have a good... We do need more good guy attorneys in here. We need more that are going to fight on the side of good and not for the side of evil.
Absolutely.
It's Rob Dew, Leanne McAdoo, Jakari Jackson, InfoWars.com, Overdrive Hour, The Alex Jones Show, and you can catch it at InfoWars.com/show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. In no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We're at the bottom of the hour of the Overdrive Hour for the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be doing this regularly now, so hope you enjoy it. One more hour to get cover the stories that Alex couldn't cover, play some of the videos he didn't get to play. And today he took off an hour early and just feeling low blood sugar and just I think the weight of everything that's going on in, you know, in his personal mission is just he's just getting weighed down.
It's heavy.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of horrible information. We just showed you some of the shocking video of those girls on the floor convulsing after getting the HPV shot. Over on InfoWars, take a look over here. We got Trump says U.S. would have to defend Iran against Israel attack. That's from Kurt Nimmo, cites terms of nuclear agreement. Mm-hmm. Special report. This is from Joe Biggs. He just filed this morning. Hoax sends police on wild goose chase in Fox Lake manhunt. If you were on our Ustream channel last night, you could watch the adventures of Joe Biggs on the police scanner, following the cops around. He got so fed up that they weren't going and looking for these guys, he started looking for them.
Yeah, he went through a cornfield.
Yeah.
I got freaked out.
You can watch it all on Alex Jones Live on our Ustream channel, and we're going to be putting some of that footage over his report and playing it tonight on the nightly news. Also, report Trump to sign GOP pledge precluding a third-party run. You know, this could hurt him in some ways, because if he does sign this, then they can easily just dismiss him, and then he has no recourse to come back and say, well, I'm going to run third party.
Well, that's when they think they're really going to start exposing all of his bad things.
And if he does run third party, then we have Queen Hillary. So it doesn't look good for the American people are screwed either way. Refugees from U.S. Saudi-sponsored Syrian war flood into Europe. This is truly becoming almost biblical with the amount of people they're picking up. There was a horrible picture on Drudge yesterday of the little boy who was drowned. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, those images are designed to pull on your heartstrings and say, invite the whole world into your country. Don't fix their problems. But you know what? We caused a lot of the problems.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. They're even coming here now. I saw they were coming to Dallas. It's somewhat of a hub for the people from Syria. And I definitely understand they want to get out of there. But as you're pointing out, you know, Obama gets out there and he says, they crossed a red line, referring to Assad. And he's like, well, I didn't say that. Somebody else said that. And then at least in one of the videos of the chemical attacks, it has the Al-Qaeda watermark on the video.
Yeah, yeah.
They think we're that dumb. Yeah.
Exactly. And they do. They do think we're that dumb. They don't think we don't pay attention. They do think we have an army of intelligence officers, and it's the American people and citizens worldwide who don't want to succumb to the tyranny, who call in with their tips, who shoot video, who make it a point to point out the hypocrisy. Let's see. Neutron bomb used in Yemen, ? That's a John Bound report. This is one that I filed last night. Shocking young girls convulse on the floor after HPV shot. Rise of the Inhumans. And Dave Stockman is taking a very not Lego movie look on the economy. He's saying the economy is not awesome. So everything is not awesome. Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you, but the economy's not doing too well. So, but Leanne, you brought this article in from Science News, very creepy article. I like right here. Ask not what your gadgets can do for you. Ask what you can do for your gadgets. So what is this about these nano generators they want to implant into your body to power your wearables?
Yes, well, they're implantable, but I guess in these first stages, they're just going to be kind of stuck on you like a Band-Aid or something like that. They're nano generators.
Slowly absorb into the skin, nothing to worry about.
They're going to harvest the body's energy to power your devices. And, I mean, it just makes me think of The Matrix in this scene where all the humans are actually in these pods and the aliens are, like, harvesting their energy. I mean, we are these energy conductors, and here they're already working on ways that we can, through our moving our arms around or even breathing, it's harvesting that energy, and so now you won't have to plug in your devices anymore.
The things we do for convenience, because I remember that office, I think David did the report about it, where they had people have chips to use the copy machine.
Yeah,
you could
walk
up to the, I can walk up to the copy machine right now and use it without that chip in my hand.
Well, some companies, not this one though, let me tell you, InfoWars definitely prints a lot of paper, but in some companies, they actually have quotas at what you can print. So you would have to put in a card and it would measure how many copies you made. And if you went over your limit, then they would take it out of your pay.
Oh, wow.
So that is why you see that in some areas. Not that I'm condoning the use of chips for copying machines, but that's how crazy it's become and how, like, penny-pinching some of these companies are. Just like, well, we can only have 12 copies of this, and that's it. And
But
we don't do that here. We definitely,
unfortunately, kill a lot of trees.
But it really does. You do see, you know, just laying out the articles before you, you can see all the madness that's going on. Let's go to a caller, CJ, Michigan, in Michigan. What's on your mind?
How's it going, man? I guess I'll touch on this because I saw you guys talking about earlier, the vaccine video where all the girls are convulsing on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had a friend over last night who happens to speak Spanish, and he was, I asked him to translate for me. He's kind of out of the loop a little bit, so I was trying to have him watch some stuff, and I was like, can you translate that for me? And he was like, yeah, they're pretty much saying, you know, it's a big problem in their country, and it doesn't even sound like the, you know, they know that the shots are causing it, or any of that, you know, they like, and I mean, as
so they just have girls convulsing on the floor, but they don't, they're not putting two and two together. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it sounds like. And they're like asking, like they're pretty much asking for, help on the video, you know, like, mm-hmm. does anybody know what's causing this, you know, they're pretty much,
it can't be the shot.
Yeah, said it's safe and effective.
Young schoolgirls fall down all the time and start convulsing on the floor. It's called Beatlemania.
Well, they're going to tell them they're possessed or something.
Yeah.
That it's, you know, that's
some,
what it is.
I think in one of the comments, somebody did say that. It looked like it was an exorcism or something like
right.
that.
Right. And that's what they'll tell them if they don't.
They might. And if you're in, you know, if you're not educated enough to go, no, wait a minute, I just took a shot.
Right.
You know, there's people in these African villages. They're chasing off the healthcare workers because they're like, no, we don't want your damn shots.
We don't want your.
And we don't even need to read the insert. We know they're bad.
Right.
You know, and so kudos to them. Thanks for calling, CJ. Denise in Texas. You're in our state here. What's going on in Texas?
Hey, I just wanted to. Tie in everything with the CPS, what was going on.
Okay.
Well, with my family, my grandson started having seizures, okay? He has like a abnormal brain. It grows bigger than, it's growing bigger than it should. My daughter seems to think that, you know, it was because of a vaccine when it got. But we don't know. They're not going to tell us anything. But every time he has a seizure, CPS is called in.
Really?
Okay.
So they call the hospital or the ambulance to come get him because of the seizures, and then CPS shows up?
At the school will.
Okay. Oh, so when he has them at school. Okay.
This is, I don't know if you know anything about Weatherford, Texas, but it is the most awful town in Texas. It's like the left has taken over the whole city. It is horrible. I went to visit my daughter. That's where she lives. Well, okay, now CPS says, you know, they have to go live with their dad. Okay. And they will not let me see him. The CPS lady says that she does not know me. I have cooperated with her. I gave her my driver's license, my social security, and everything. She told my daughter that she cannot believe that I am not a felon. Okay, wow. I've never been in trouble. I am serious. The CPS people are right in there with what the rest of this country is doing. They are not.
Absolute power. Yeah. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, and they think they have absolute power over you.
Right.
The thing you need to do, and this is what I would do. This is what I would do. Anytime you have interactions with these people, I would be recording it in some way, shape, or form. Texas is a single party consent state, so only one party has to consent to the recording. So anytime you're on the phone with these people, that's what I would be doing. I'm not a lawyer, but you know, you got to protect yourself.
With dealing with CPS, like you have to be on the. You have to assume that they're going to try and take your kids.
Exactly. And they will use anything. They will come into your house and go, you have dirty dishes.
Mm-hmm.
The kid's having seizures. Oh, we have to come in. You know, and it's caused by these vaccines. And they're doing that so they could get your kids, and then they get money for them. It literally is a bounty system. They get money for placing kids in foster care, and that keeps more money coming into the system. It's disgusting. And I'm sorry you're having to deal with it right now, but that's that certainly is... It's very sad, but that is the times we live in, and we have to protect ourselves. Right. And we have to speak out against it, and I'm glad you're speaking out, Denise. Dion, Illinois, what's going on? You want to talk about mandatory vaccination?
Yeah, there's a mandatory vaccination passed August 3rd in Illinois. Grade 6 through 12 have to take the meningitis vaccine. There's a school in Lake Forest where 95% of the seniors have been vaccinated. I just wanted to know, you think this is going to be a trend throughout schools? And what do you think these people are going to go through after they take the vaccine? Thank you.
Well, this is definitely going to be a trend that continues. California is the place where trends start in our country. They start out west in California, and they come this way. And what you're going to see, I think you're going to see two things. You're going to see a rise in adverse reactions because these kids are going to start getting a bunch of these at once. And so parents need to be aware of that. If you are going to give your kid one of these, you better be aware of what the adverse reactions are.
And document.
And two, you're going to see a rise in homeschooling, which I think is a positive thing. I think we need to see more kids in homeschooling, and you're not under that oppressive system that is basically teaching you to be a cog in the wheel of a giant, you know, corporation instead of a free thinking person who can solve problems, you know, with ingenuity and stuff like that. Speaking of ingenuity, there's some interesting stuff going on out in Burning Man there, but it's not what you would normally think. It's not girls in bikinis and art. It's the FBI using spy technology. What's going on in Burning Man this week?
Yeah, so the Burning Man Festival happens every year. It's been going on for about 29 years, and it's basically like a free expression arts festival. People head out there, and for a week, they don't exchange any money. Everything's on the barter system. It's all about sort of kindness and shedding your ego, shedding the old self, and just, you know, living free from the state, basically. So here we have this culture out there. Well, now the undercover FBI agents are spying on the Burning Man Festival, they say, to prevent terrorism, but they're also testing out new intelligence collection technology. And, of course, the document where it shows where they're kind of speaking back and forth to the law enforcement there in Nevada, that part's redacted, so we don't know exactly what type of intelligence collection technology they're using. But here we have, you know, these people that are out there figuring out how to live free from the state. It's the barter system, free expression.
Our government is funding terrorists all over the world, but they're doing anti-terrorist stuff at Burning Man.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
It's a terrorist.
I'm back.
Hey, you feeling better?
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened. I'm not complaining. They got me breakfast tacos, and I didn't like them.
Yeah.
So I didn't eat. And then when I don't eat, it uses all the sugar up in my brain.
Exactly.
I'm mildly hypoglycemic. I don't have a serious case of it.
And you exercise this morning, too.
And I exercise super hard. I climbed a mountain.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, you know, hiked up one today. And me and Buckley calculated it was like 34 minutes straight up, never stopping.
Yeah.
That's not that big a deal. The point is that I didn't eat, and I've been up since 6 a.m., and then I just get super doomy and gloomy, and it's like torture being on air.
And then you're reading all this doom and gloom, and it's not making it any easier.
Yes, but I'm not pouting when I'm out here tomorrow. I'll be honest. I think I have sleep apnea.
No pouting.
Because I'll get a massage or something. They say I quit breathing for like a minute. So I'm finally doing a sleep study tonight.
Oh, that should be
interesting. And I won't get any sleep, so I won't be here tomorrow. Well, I plan to come in later in the show and be a guest on the show. Gucci Artie's going to be hosting tomorrow, and you guys are going to be in as well. But I'm not phasing Alex Jones out. Don't worry. I'm coming in Sunday to be live, by the way. So it balances out. Like I got my wife here shirt on.
Literally the hardest working man in show business.
No,
you are. We're not in show business, but that's a saying that people say.
In crazy business.
Well,
anyway,
so
I didn't mean to interrupt you on the Burning Man thing, Jakari and Leanne. And
did you know I went to Burning Man back?
I know.
I've been over 10 years ago. That's how old I am.
I tried to talk one of our crew members that went into filming.
Yeah, I hope he's filming stuff
because I'm going to be relaxing.
Yeah.
What?
He doesn't realize that the FBI is gathering intelligence on all of the activities out there. So.
Yeah, there's definitely feds, and there's a lot of rich people there, too, who kind of skirt the system
of
what's going on there.
Everything gets tarnished.
Anyways,
the only thing I had to worry about when I was in Burning Man was somebody stealing my bike, and that was it. which happened once, but I found it.
Well, for me, I just kind of thought this was tied into the whole Jade Helm geospatial intelligence in the human domain, because here, they're, of course, they're going to be very interested
in I'm dressing up.
A society of people.
If you had a tie on, it would look better.
This could be the new way. You know, I went and ate some Mexican food, and I'm fine now.
There you go.
So T-shirt Alex Jones. You could actually
watch
like
Salacious Crumb that sits on Jabba the Hutt. I'm not saying you're Jabba the Hutt. I'm not like Jabba the Hutt. But, you know, Salacious Crumb sits there and, like, kind of just makes comments.
You can watch all this on Infowars.com/show. See Alex Jones in studio in a T-shirt, his white T-shirt.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
He just got done eating. He needed to go get, I guess he didn't like your breakfast tacos. Is that what happened? Well, you're working on it, though. That's the thing. If you're working on it, you know, you can't really get down on yourself.
Well, look, because you're working. What it does put on me is to shake my body a lot of weight. And then these pants bunch it up. But I mean, see, I'm awesome.
There he goes.
I mean, I'm not super, I'm not that good. But I just have a, what do they call it? They have the skinny bodies, they have the middle sized bodies, they have the fat style bodies.
They say big boned.
No, they have the endomorph, that's
ectomorph.
What's the middle one? I mean, I have the middle type body.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen. See,
you never do.
Now, we didn't get your car. He's got the good.
Well, you have the body of like a guy that's 6'4", 6'5", but it's your legs that are short. Because you really, you should be about 6'5".
So I'm like a basset hound.
You don't have the ears of a basset hound.
But, hey, we do have the guys. Google Alex Jones turns into a dog.
Oh yeah, Ruff Jones.
Or Alex Jones changes species.
You were trans species there for a few days.
Yeah, I think it's best.
Yeah,
your new identity.
We had to take him out and walk him every couple hours. He refused to use the bathroom. It was crazy here at InfoWars, but it was the weight of the world, I think, coming upon Alex Jones.
It's always an adventure. I can't remember who it was, but we had a guest in one day, and it was the day we were shooting the Supermail commercial with Shane Steiner. So we had this big guest in, and Shane's walking around like a caveman with a sword. Yeah, and they're like, what is this? I'm like, this is what we do, man. This is
we're setting up as a crazy-looking lab, and we had dry
ice. What about the quarterback getting reinstated?
Oh, Brady? Oh, well, Joe Biggs is probably rejoicing about that.
That was always a scam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That was
conspiracy.
That was just to keep people interested in nothing. Yeah. Really, it ended up being a whole show about nothing. Yeah. Sort of like a giant Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, you got to keep people talking about the NFL.
When I was a kid, speaking of the NFL, my parents would have parties at their house. Everybody went to watch TV. I would stand in front of the TV.
Ah.
So I'm kind of still doing it this time.
There he is. Yeah, look.
Oh.
He had those ears were surgically attached, and then we had to surgically unattach them after we talked him off.
My version has more than 79 views.
Someone else took that. They looped your...
You guys got to type in Alex Jones channel, because Google loves to try to keep the truth from the people to show how popular it is. We'll be back with more. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Rob Dew, Leanne McAdoo, Alex Jones, and Ja'Kari Jackson all in studio right now, and my head is being squished.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
During the break, CJ popped in and said, it's like Bohemian Grove for the masses. And in a way, it is. There is a lot of giving yourself up. We're not going to, but there's no redwoods. And then they do burn a giant effigy. Actually, they burn several things while you're there at Burning Man.
It's very pagan, even the way that everything's set up. It's like a big sundial.
It is. Yeah. And, you know, they're just taking, you know, the symbols that we've had in our world throughout time. Some are pagan, some are Christian.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy there that builds some amazing, he changes the names of them every year, but he builds them out of the puzzle piece factories and gets these intricate looking wood cutouts that are like going to be thrown away. He collects them all and builds giant temples out of them. It's really amazing stuff.
It is. Cool.
His name is David Best, if I remember. But getting away from Burning Man, let's try to get through another couple callers. We got Gerald in Arkansas. Are you going to tell us the definition or the difference between lawyer and attorney, Gerald?
Yes. I want to say you guys are doing a great job, but can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm a big fan of it. I'm from the old school. I was a former Marine under John F. Kennedy.
Wow.
So I know about all this stuff all the way up to now. And so education is what you guys are doing, and that's what the people need. Now, here's the thing on the attorney. You can look this up under Google. The word attorney comes from the French word attorn, A-T-O-R-N, which means to take from the people and give to the landowner. So that's the old feudal system. But what we're under here, and I hear hardly anybody ever bring it up, we're in the common law.
Right.
That's where the all of our laws are the Constitution was written on common law. But everybody's talking about it, but. They subverted this. It's still enforced, is what I'm trying to get across here. You can put under Uniform Commercial Code 1-103:6 in Google, and it'll come up and it'll explain what common law is, and it's still enforced. You can bring.
I'm
going to
cover that tonight. I'm going on the news with Darren McBreen. I'm going to pull that section 1-103:6.
Right under right. Uniform Commercial Code.
Mm-hmm. UCC. Yeah, got it.
And
hey, Gerald, thanks.
Law,
yep, go ahead.
Says the statute should be construed in harmony with the common law.
There you go. All right. Well, hey, thanks for that. Patricia in Arizona.
The purpose to make it all confused.
Go ahead.
Hi. I called about the vaccine, and when my daughter was in high school, she is 35 now.
Mm-hmm.
When she was 16, she came home from high school, and she said, today they gave out vaccinations, but they told us we didn't need our parents' consent.
What?
And I said, no. I said, always need my consent. And she said, well, they gave us a choice, so I just went ahead and took the vaccine. And they
It was a Gardasil. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And she has spent almost $100,000 to have two little boys because her reproductive system was ravaged from
Wow.
And she spent years sick with her time of the month because after that shot, and she spent months after she had that vaccination. She had a job at that time, and she would come home and she'd just say, I'm too tired to eat, I gotta go to bed. She had all the side effects, you know, not all of them, thank God she didn't die, you know, but I could not believe that the school just told them, you don't need your parents' permission.
Yeah.
You know, you're old enough.
Yeah,
to
your children belong to the state.
Yeah, we've seen that in other parts of the country as well.
That is a horrible story. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm glad she's doing better. You know, what you do, there's ways to help yourself after these vaccinations, and there's plenty of people out there. I think Dr. Blaylock put some stuff online about how to help yourself. Join us tomorrow. Anthony Gucciardi is going to be in here with a whole host of health news. It's the Alex Jones Show on Infowars.com/show. I'm Rob Dew, Liam McAdoo, Jakari Jackson. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Nightly news tonight, 7 p.m. Great job, crew.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.